Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom needs a counter, a fish fry, and students dressing like lions. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Attention, all recovering male alcoholics. Have you given up drinking but miss hanging out in strip clubs? Would you like to watch exotic dances without being exposed to the evils of alcohol? Well, there's a new adult establishment in town. A place where you can enjoy full-bodied coffees and hard-bodied girls. It's the Bump and Grind Coffee House and Strip Club. Come sample our extensive coffee menu while checking out our steamy hot dancers. The Bump and Grind Coffee House and Strip Club.
You had to quit drinking, man, that blows. But you like to watch the ladies taking off their clothes. If strippers and coffee are on your mind, you'll find them both at the Bump and Grind.
Welcome to the Bump and Grind, fellas. What would you like today?
Can I get a chocolate hazelnut cappuccino and a lap dance?
Of course. We call that a lappuccino. How about you, sir?
Yeah, I'd like a mocha latte served to me by a huge-breasted stripper.
Sure. We call that a latte cleavage. What cup size would you like?
How about a double D?
I mean your latte, sir.
I don't know. Surprise me.
All right. Would you like a muffin with that?
Sure. Sounds good. Mmm.
Hey, this is really great.
I love the Bump and Grind.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
At the Bump and Grind, our beverages aren't the only thing frothing.
Miss, I'd like to order a cup of coffee. Cream and sugar, please.
Sure. Would you like two lumps?
Okay.
Well, check these out.
The Bump and Grind Coffee House and Strip Club. Remember, at the Bump and Grind, your cup of coffee may be bottomless, but due to state law, our strippers can't be. Homo lawmakers. Something's always brewing at the Bump and Grind.
Here you go, sir. One vanilla roast espresso. That'll be $10.
Excuse me, miss. There seems to be a curly hair in my coffee.
Oh, my mistake. That'll be $15.
She's the sexiest stripper you've ever seen. And you're all hopped up on caffeine. Your hands are twitching, so's her behind. Everything's shaking at the Bump and Grind.
The Bump and Grind Coffee House and Strip Club. Stop by our gift shop and pick up your complimentary pinup calendar featuring gorgeous exotic dancers holding designer coffee cups. We call it Mugs and Jugs. The Bump and Grind Coffee House and Strip Club. One way or another, you're going to be up all night.
Everything's shaking at the Bump and Grind.
In Chinatown, just 12 steps from the corner of Rucker and Reaver. Stop by today.
Hey, big fella. Is that a thermos in your pocket? Or are you just glad to see me?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Lots to report during the commercials.
Yes.
There's Chrissy Lee at the news desk.
Oh, poor Tommy. Standing up, adjusting himself.
There's Pat Godwin.
Something
in the
happened.
Performance room.
I kicked.
There's Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
How does that happen?
Help, help, shark.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline hot phone.
There's Willie. Did it get caught in your underwear? What happened there?
I'm Chick McGee at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk. And here's Tom.
I was rushing in here and I had to kind of do this dance to get into my chair. And
something was a little...
Okay.
There was a...
Sat on one of your balls, huh?
No, I was kind of... So it seemed to be ripped off by the cloth in my pants. I'm sorry. I'll be okay. I'm serious. My eyes are actually...
And then he and his son ran into each other. They're trying to...
That was
sit
funny.
Down. But my favorite thing was that he left the room when there was like, I don't know, 40 seconds left. Had no idea what time it was. So anyway, he was pontificating.
Why can't we get a counter? Can we have Eddie put
a 17 counter?
Every computer.
There's one to the left.
There's one
there. One, two, three.
Oh, my gosh. No, I didn't finish
right
my sentence. Why can't we get a counter in the green room that counts down instead of up?
Oh, we kind of do. When the TV's on.
That's usually why the TV's on,
so you can see.
It's on a wide shot so you can see
right
the countdown
there,
clock.
Yeah. That's not counting down, it's counting up, isn't it?
I'll tell him. He'll hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know the set that's hanging on the wall in the green room?
Yeah.
You can see that one of the counters here is what you're supposed to look at.
No,
but how do I know this? If you want a counter in the green room, let's get to some bitch in there.
Yeah, you got your own coffee machine.
Let's do it.
You've been doing this longer than any of us.
But you know you're going to still keep making mistakes, and you're still going to find ways to...
That's hard to focus.
Oh, my
Why?
God.
You know what?
Go on medication.
Here's what we're not considering.
That.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe being Tom,
yeah.
It is hard to focus. We don't know. We don't know that beautiful head, what's going on in there.
Mind, I don't either. I'm living in it.
Hang on. I've got an idea.
I mean, it's got to be an absolute circus in there.
It's just a circus of Hello Dare and Marty Allen and old episodes of Aunt
and Carousel.
We all know you have ADD. You've had it your whole life.
Uh-huh.
They make wonderful drugs now that
they
take
do.
Care of that.
Have you actually been diagnosed?
Have you ever tried them?
I honestly did not. You're going to think I'm nuts. I didn't assume that you had ADD.
Oh, thank you.
Are
I really
you
have.
What's your name again?
Oh, look, there's a quarter.
I just thought you were sort of eccentric.
Did you see that one movie where Brad Cooper, he takes that pill and he's like the smartest.
Limitless.
The efficiency's crazy. Wouldn't that be fun to take that pill and see what you could accomplish?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
You
and they have
focus?
That pill.
I'm too busy.
Okay. To get a pill.
You're too busy to focus.
Yep.
That is.
Can I ask you that?
I'm telling you.
Let me come at it this way. Can you see how that might hamstring you a little, being too busy to focus? You see how that might be a problem? I'm just asking.
I'm a natural man. I don't like to have my mood altered.
Well. Willie?
Really?
No, your uncle
wait,
tried. Go
wait,
ahead.
A minute. Hey, I love getting my mind altered, baby. I am all for the mind-altering stuff. Sign me up, whatever medication it is. Get
favorite,
me in there.
My favorite conversation during the commercial was Tom telling us about his doctor visit yesterday and telling these fantastic tales about how he can have coffee now or can't have coffee or whatever he heard.
Doctor and I were talking about different coffee
and
shops.
And immediately... Willie goes, you know what? I'm going to go to the doctor with you to get the real story. And Tom goes, no, there's no need for that.
That's what I do.
When
I go with my grandma. I make sure we get the right kind of eye drop
right.
She needs.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When we were in the hospital, you were in there. You said, hey, the doctor said I can have coffee. Can you please get me a coffee? And I go, look at this. Step in the right direction. I'm getting the old man a coffee. I get myself one. I go back in there, set it down. The doctor comes in, really nice guy, and he goes, ooh, you're drinking coffee?
That was a different doctor. What does he know?
Yeah, you know what does he know?
It was the main doctor.
You know, that's the thing. Get the doctor and tells you what you want to hear. There you go.
So now if your kids have ADD, you put them on meds, but you won't take meds.
That's correct.
Did you have it as a kid?
Yes, he had
probably.
It.
I don't
Did
know.
Did he have it?
Pat, do you have
kid?
It?
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
am I the only one in the room that doesn't?
Absolutely.
Pat
well,
your
everything.
Brain's messed up another way.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. My chemical imbalance, you're right. The chemicals are already imbalanced away from the ADD side.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Are we still doing sports?
Yes, we are. Are we still doing
too close
sports? An Atlanta strip club. I would say the number one strip club city in the country, maybe?
Is it
next to Vegas?
Magic City? Magic City is a real famous one.
The one I went to in Atlanta, I was unimpressed.
Like the Gold Club or
Cheetahs?
Something?
I forget
is there
which
Cheetahs?
One
anyway, an Atlanta
Cheetahs.
Strip club is hosting what it's calling a going away party for ex-Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan.
Oh, well, Matt's not going to go to this.
How do you know?
The quarterback was traded to the Colts for a third-round pick. The Blue Flame Strip Club announced the farewell party for Ryan this week. And if you've seen the photo in the advertisement,
it looks like one
of the ladies is sad to see Matt.
Yeah, it's very sad. So they can use that photograph without paying him. I do not know. Approve of any of this. He's a cool guy. He's a family man. He's not going to be.
Yeah, well, he was there for 14 years, right? He was there from 22 to 26. That's a lot of boob time.
Well, but so in other words, you can put anybody's picture in the ad and going, hey, we're having a going away party for Madeleine Albright.
Mid choice.
She died yesterday.
So long, Madeline.
Point is that it's just as inappropriate for. I don't know.
These girls are gorgeous.
And why hasn't anyone ever said that Madeline Albright
at the right website?
I'm on Blue Flame Lounge, and they're just
the name like Blue Flame. I'm surprised it's hetero.
Stop
him right now.
Yeah. It does kind of, well, there's,
because you got your blue boy.
Exactly.
You got your right.
He knew that's
flame.
What he was going to say.
Right. But I'm not finding anything. I wonder if they've already gotten rid of this. It's not on the website.
Yeah, maybe the lawyers prevail. My favorite part of the ad is, did you see the name of the DJ?
No, who? What is it?
Big Tiny.
Which is it, fella?
Yeah, the oxymoron. It's like at least Fat Boy Slim was funny. Hey, Biggie Smalls.
Is anyone ever going to mention that Madeleine Albright looks just like Walter Mondale? Anyone ever going to say that?
Especially now.
Handsome woman.
It's amazing.
You're right.
Or at least his sister.
May she rest in peace.
Thank you, Mark.
84 years old, died of cancer.
She was a great woman. I was bringing it up to underscore the inappropriateness of a strip club trying to take advantage of Matt Ryan.
I can kind of tie this in for everybody in here. My cousin Joe last summer, she just graduated from Purdue University and was kind of having
Joe's
a fun
a girl?
Summer.
Yeah,
Joe's
girl.
A girl,
okay.
Yes. And she was at a strip club with her friends, just having a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh my gosh. We walked into the back room of the strip club, and there was a signed picture of your dad in there. A big picture of your face, and it says, to whoever, thanks, Tom. And I go, Dad, did you sign a thing for a strip? He goes, well, I sign a lot of things. Like, no one knows if I wasn't there. Of course, I would never be in there.
I would not.
Every question Tom gets, he thinks he's at a Senate hearing. I've been around the world many times. And
although I don't believe in the Fifth Amendment, I would like to invoke my right to it. Matt Ryan. Ryan's a really cool guy. I think this is a great move. I can't wait to meet him. And I think the state of Indiana will welcome him with something tasteful, like a fish fry.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sure.
A fish fry?
Yeah, they're big this season, of course.
Don't you love a fish fry?
I do.
I'll be driving down the road and go, there's a fish fry in Shadlin tomorrow?
Okay. It's Lent, so there's a fish fry every Friday at my church. Do you want to come and have dinner?
At your church?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Josh, you and me, we'll go to the fish fry.
Yeah.
And we'll be loud.
Oh.
And
they
we are
going to
get you kicked out of a church.
Yes. That's our goal.
Christine, you're no longer allowed.
Hang on a second. Your church has a drive-thru?
Yeah, you can order and like they'll take it out to their car. You can.
Oh, it's just for the fish fry, not for mass.
I can't do a quick communion.
Quick confession.
There are many, many drive-thrus and fish fries and stuff like that.
Oh, love the fish.
I'll get the number 4, supersize the blood of Christ, please.
Now you're doing sacrilegious.
Does that joke make you nervous?
I kind of caught Chick out of the corner of my eye earlier and thought he looked very clerical. Because he's...
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you got like a collar going on.
I got dressed this morning and I thought, I look like...
Oh, you do.
I look like a hip priest.
You do.
Not necessarily a hip priest. No. A priest that's been moved around.
Yes.
A priest in Arizona. I knew I shouldn't have worn this. I knew it.
Multiple zip codes.
I knew it.
Hey, Father Knuckles, you got to move.
It's Father Bad Touch.
Drink it while you watch the 700 Club. What city are they calling from? I'm I'm not here. I know. I'm going to have to take the shirt underneath off.
It's fine. It just didn't catch me a little bit.
Who wants to talk about Jesus?
Oh, no. Hey, Father Spotlight, time to...
You're like a hip priest.
I knew it.
And you said you didn't like ADD. See how much fun it is? We're doing a story about a strip club, and now you're saying the chick looks like a priest.
Well, the outfit does show that to a degree.
Okay, we covered that, Tom. Got it.
Okay.
Well, what can you get for free today? Do priests get things for free?
Oh, gosh, all the time.
You'll see a free movie today?
Should I just walk around saying my son a lot?
My child.
Hit me with the peace be with you.
Good morning, my
child. And also with you.
Hang on, we shouldn't be doing anything.
This could go terribly wrong. You could be asked to do last rites. The poor guy dies, and then you find out it wasn't legit.
Poor Tom.
Just calm down, my son. It's all right.
That's good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Tom.
Is that sports?
Peace be with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
And with you.
No, it's Padre. Not sports. No.
Stupid.
I prefer Padre, actually. Students at Dominican College in Ireland have broken the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as lions.
About time.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
How many?
The Irish Independent reports that after waiting 3 years to get the costumes shipped from China, 252 students from Dominican College put on their lion costumes and gathered together. Earlier this month.
So it was a pride parade.
Of earning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, form the lion here for that joke. It's a college. Were they sororities?
Chick, will you please answer the question? Were there sororities?
Was that the main attraction?
Was it?
Still coming.
Because it was a pride parade, right? Is this true or are they all lying?
Oh my God.
How many of these do you have? Just tell us now and then that way we're prepared.
Okay, sorry.
Sometimes you are like a tornado. I just hold on until it's over.
Wait a second. Is there somebody?
Oh, he's still going.
Is there somebody in the music room?
There could be.
Is it the cowardly lion?
He loves this voice.
Talk me out of it. We'll be doing it for the next 3 weeks. Every day. Courage.
Dan Rather.
If you could sing with me, everybody.
What do we sing?
You'll hear it. No, just a little bit. A world the record, 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 a world the record. For the record, the Guinness record, they're dressed like me tonight. I tried my suit on the other night, and the ass was very tight. A world the record, a world the record, a world the record, a world. That's all I got. A world the record. I wish he would have talked me out of it. Courage.
Oh boy.
Let's bring back Bert Lahr. Bring back Bert Lahr. Thank you very much.
That's gonna be a little tough to do.
I meant the joy that he brings to people.
Or the scotch he drank.
What? I don't get to attack.
Sorry. Grandchildren, you inevitably yelled at.
No, okay. Sure.
Those old actors, a lot of booze.
Was the lion.
A lot of alcohol.
A lot of bad people, those early actors.
Yeah. Wow, horrible users. Good Lord.
You see Fields and
borderline rapist.
Is that sports?
Oh, my God.
Daddy, is that sports?
Huh?
Is that sports?
Yes. Yes, my son, it is.
Hey, buddy, this is what you farted for.
There you go. Whatever you do, peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you.
That's changed, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
It went from with your spirit now.
What was it before?
And also with you.
They do a lot of changing.
And now it's and with your spirit. And I was corrected on Twitter, but I rock old school.
Why, the...
No, if you rock old school, it would be ergo cogito sum. Right?
Yeah.
No, I know that one. My father can play dominoes better than you.
Oh, no, they throw that in at Lynn. You have to sing in Latin, and it's like, oh.
We're right in the line.
See? No lightning. See? He's a fun guy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.